第一次到教会来的，非常欢迎你们。
There are many of you who are first time here. We welcome you.
很高兴见到大家。
We are happy to see you.
那今天在耶稣受难节呢，我们要讲一个比较消极的一个课题。
So on this Good Friday, we're going to touch on a more negative topic.
有关人的痛苦、绝望的事情。
And this concerns the human pain and despair.
通常，如果我们问一个小孩子说什么叫痛苦，他会说，他对痛苦的那个意义本身，他不能感觉到。
So if we ask a child, what does he understand by what is pain and despair? He will answer that he doesn't really understand what's the meaning behind pain and despair.
他只能知道自己不开心。
He can only know that he's unhappy.
那如果问成年人什么叫痛苦呢？他们说，我们不要想痛苦，我们前进就好。
And if you ask an adult, what do they understand by pain and despair? They will say, we do not want to talk about pain and despair. We just want to move on.
那如果问老年人呢，或者人生大半路已经走过的人，他们就会说，哎呀，是这样的，没有办法。
And if you ask the elderly, and they will just answer, it's like that. We cannot help it, but to be painful and despair sometimes.
那当我们讲到痛苦的事情的时候呢，那小孩子呢，我们会看到他们的无知。
And when we talk about pain and despair, we saw the ignorance of the child.
那成年人呢？他们的逃避。
And we saw the avoidance of the adults.
甚至然后我们看到老年人他们的认命。
And we saw that the elderly they resigned to fate.
但是各位会知道这个痛苦绝望是一个现实来的。
But we all know that pain and despair is a reality.
这个是人性能够感觉到的东西。
And this is something that the human nature can feel.
但是我们人呢？尽量不想面对或者很深入的探讨什么叫痛苦。
But we humans, we try not to face pain and despair, and we try to avoid it.
为什么呢？因为我们没有答案。
Why is that so? Because we lack the answers.
所以人因为很多的东西会痛苦的。
And humans, we are painful and we suffer because of many things.
有时候我们失败的时候，我们痛苦。
Sometimes we are in misery because we fail.
或者我们失去亲人的时候，我们痛苦。
Or when we lost our loved ones, we are in pain.
我们心里面都能够感受到。
And we can feel this in our hearts.
或者我们有一些我们很想要的东西得不到的时候，很痛苦。
Or when we cannot get what we really desire and we are in agony.
那这个痛苦久了之后呢，就成为一种绝望。
And after a prolonged time, this pain becomes a hopelessness.
那个绝望当中，不知道怎么做，我只知道我的不能，还有我的需要没有得到满足。
And in our despair, we do not know how to deal with it, but we only know that our needs are not met.
那所以这个绝望久了之后，人就变成 depressed.
So after a prolonged time, humans fall into depression.
或者有一些人呢，成为很硬啊。
Or some people they become very hard.
他们对家人很硬。对人自我保护。
They are hard towards their family members and they try to protect themselves.
有些人很脆弱，所以在痛苦当中，他们崩溃了，甚至自杀了。
And for some, they are very vulnerable, so they break down in the face of despair.
那在
they try to commit suicide.
那在不久前，我们就听到有一个五年级的小学生，他考试没有达到父母的要求，其实考得不错，但是后来他就跳楼自杀了。
And not long ago, we heard the news about a primary 5 kid who actually fared quite well in the exams, but he didn't meet the expectation of his parents, and he committed suicide.
我每次听到这样的消息，我心里很痛。
And every time when I hear such news, I feel very painful in my heart.
为什么有这样小孩子有这样的心灵
？Why is it that the child has such a heart?
小孩子应该是天真的。
The child should be innocent.
为什么他会被逼到极度，然后甚至会有自杀的一念
？Why is he forced to the corner such that he has these suicidal thoughts.
那去年我们看到一个报告说，那在青少年自杀率里面，这15年里面最高的。
And last year we saw a report saying that for the last 15 years, the suicidal rates among the youth is the highest.
Among the teenagers, 13岁到19岁的。
The teenagers between age 13 to 19.
那我们想说，新加坡哪里有这个痛苦啊？
Then we wonder to ourselves, where is this agony and misery in Singapore?
这个命这么好，生活这么舒服。
They have such a good life and comfortable life.
有冷气哦，有 internet， 又孩子不用做工，伸手向父母拿钱就有了。
There's aircon in internet, and the children just need to get money from the parents.
所以有这样的报告来的时候，人就啊，是不是这个社会压力太大了？
So when people read such report, they wonder if is it because the society gives too much stress?
或者是年轻人现在他太脆弱了，不堪一击。
Or is it because the youth nowadays are too vulnerable?
那很多人有很多的见解。
So different people have differing opinions.
但是我们会知道，人的痛苦、绝望、无助是一个现实来的。
But we have to know that the human despair and hopelessness is a reality.
不管你感觉不感觉得到，你的潜意识当中是一直向你发出痛苦的。
Whether you can feel it or not, in your subconsciousness, you can feel there is this despair.
人从生出来他是哭的，然后一直到他要离开世界，离开他的肉身和他所爱的人，他是痛苦的。
From the moment a person is born, he is crying, and up to the point where he is about to depart the earth, he is plagued with misery.
有些人说我没有什么痛苦，那是因为他不要想痛苦的事情，他是尽量想开心的事情。
And some people they say I have nothing miserable. I do not feel miserable. But that's because he didn't think about all those negative things. But he only think about the happy things.
那我们在大概思想的话，我们会知道人痛苦有三大的因素。
So if we think carefully, we know that humans, when we are in despair, there are three key factors.
各位，有三种的内在因素是人痛苦的理由。各位好好听。
There are three key internal factors that points to human despair.
一般上我们以为说人痛苦是因为外在的环境条件不好，所以他痛苦。
We often think that we are miserable because of external factors.
但是我告诉你，有三个内在的因素。
But there are three internal factors.
第一个因素就是当人想要得着有些东西，他得不着的时候，他就痛苦了。
The first reason is when a person really desires to get something he wanted, but he failed to get it, and that's why he's in misery.
各位有没有发现，从你生出来，你是一直要得到的一些东西
？You realize that from the moment we are born, we keep wanting to have things.
我们想要得钱财，想要得成功。
We wanted to receive wealth and success.
一个孩子想得父母的认同，或者我们想得老板、同事的赏识。
And we want to get the approval of our parents and our boss and our colleagues.
我们想要得，我们要人给我们。
We want people to give it to us.
爱我们。
To love us.
我们结了婚，我们还没有结婚的，我们想要结婚。
Before we are married, we look forward to being married.
我们结了婚之后，我们想要有孩子。
And after being married, we wanted a child.
我们老了之后，我们想要有孙子孙女啊。
And when we get old, we wanted to have our grandchildren.
我们一直想要。
We keep wanting to have.
甚至我们有了之后还要多要。
Even when we already have, we wanted more.
那你说牧师，我不是很贪心的人。
Then you say, Pastor, I'm not a greedy person.
但是你要好好思想，你的痛苦是不是来自你的想要，但是你得不到。
But you have to carefully think about whether your misery comes from the fact that you wanted to have, but you cannot have it.
人一直想要。
Humans keep wanting to
have. 那个想要的欲望折磨他。
The desire to have torment us.
然后第二，人为什么痛苦？
Second reason why humans are in despair.
第二个理由就是，人认为说原来属于他的东西他失去了。
That is when humans think that something that belonged to him, he actually lost it.
其实这个的痛苦比之前想要的痛苦更痛苦。
This misery is even deeper than the first one.
因为你说这个原来是我的，我应该拥有的，现在没有了。
Because you thought that this should be mine, but now I've lost it.
因为人把它拿走，或者一些无可奈何的情况临到的时候，我失去了。
Because humans have taken it away, or because of some helpless situation, I've lost it.
所以被原来以为这个是属于我自己的，但是被拿走的时候很痛苦。
So something that you thought belongs to you, later when you lost it, you are miserable.
所以人的生命里面有几个最大的痛苦，就是失去了他所爱的。
So one of the few main miseries that humans went through is when he lost his loved one.
可能他失去了他所爱的人。
Maybe he loved the one he loves.
美满的婚姻失去了。
Or he lost a very blissful marriage.
谈了恋爱之后很甜蜜，但是失去了。
It's a very sweet dating process, but later on lost it.
失去了你的健康。
Or lost the health.
失去了很多很多原来你拥有的有些名誉失去了。
Or certain reputation that you used to enjoy, you lost it.
或者有些好的工作得到了，后来又失去了，很痛苦。
Or a good job, but later on you also lose that.
各位有吗？失去而痛苦的。
So that is the misery of losing.
原来不是失去，乃是之前你认为这个原来是我的，但是现在没有了。
Actually, that's not a loss, but you have thought that this belonged to you in the first place.
其实这个不难了解。
This is not difficult to understand.
我有三个孩子。
I have three kids.
我每次发现他们三个吵架吵得很猛的时候，是为什么
？Every time when they quarrel very fiercely, it's because of what?
因为我买一些东西给其中一个。
Because I bought something for one of them.
可能很小的东西这个小小的玩具或者食物。
It's a very small item, either a toy or food.
另外一个把它拿走或者吃掉他，爸爸买给他的食物。
And the other one, eat it away or took it away.
你们有孩子会知道，哇，一定会打起架了。
And that's why they start to fight.
其实那样东西是小小的。
Actually, that item is very small.
但是为什么这样痛苦？因为那个是我的。
But why do they feel so painful? Because they thought it's them.
你拿走属于我的，所以那个痛苦在那，那个愤怒就起来了。
When you take away something that they thought belongs to them, they feel very painful and angry.
各位好好思想。
So we need to think.
这个人心里面发射出来的那个私欲，叫他痛苦的。
The selfish desires in us make us miserable.
不能取舍的，不能给的那种痛苦。
The misery of unable to let go and give.
绝对不能失去属于我的那种痛苦。
The misery of not being able to lose what belongs to me.
然后第三，还有什么原因叫人痛苦？
And the third factor, third reason.
第三个原因就是，原来你应该做的，但是你做不到。
Something that you should be doing, but you cannot do it.
前面两个是讲到私欲，第三个是讲到你的无能。
The first two talk about selfish desires, but the third factor points to our helplessness.
所以今天很多人很痛苦，是因为原来我应该做这样事情的，我应该要爱人，应该要孝敬父母，但是我做不到。
So many people they are miserable today because there's something they should do. They should love their parents and they should love others, but they cannot do it.
我应该要养家糊口，给我的家人有好日子过，但是我做不到，赚不到那些钱。
I should have taken care of my family, but I just cannot earn enough.
我有一些坏习惯应该要除掉，怎么要改都改。
I should have gotten rid of my bad habits, but I just couldn't.
各位知道吗？这就是你的无能所带来的一个痛苦来的。
And that is the misery brought by our helplessness.
所以人在这样的光景里面，就是一直自责。
And so in such a state, we are full of self-reproach.
良心里面一直控告他，我是这样不能的人，不好的人，应该做的做不到的，
And our conscience keep attacking us that I'm a very lousy person.
各位，这个三个是人的痛苦的一个内在因素。
So these are the three internal factors pointing to our despair.
然后呢，当你加上一个外在因素。
And when you add on to it external factors.
什么叫外在因素呢？
What are external factors?
就是你看到旁边的人，他旁边的人他都有，他想要的都有，他要做到的都做得到。
So when you look at people around you, they have everything they wanted, and they can do everything they should have done.
所以你极其受折磨了。
And so you are extremely tormented.
你的自我形象就破裂了。
And your self-image is spoiled.
因为人都有，为什么我没有？
Because everyone else have, but why is it that I don't?
然后这个日子久了之后，人就绝望了。
And over time, we become hopeless.
所以呢，人是很脆弱的，很容易进入痛苦绝望的。
So humans, we are very vulnerable, and we fall into despair very easily.
可能有时候我们没有想过，为什么心里面不开心、不高兴啊、忧烦？其实呢，有这些内在因素在折磨我们。
We never really think about why we are frustrated, why we are worried all the time, but that's all these internal factors.
那人虽然有一点聪明啊，有一些推断能力，但是呢。这个里面的事情是他很少去想。
Even though humans we are quite smart and we can analyze things, but we seldom think about all this.
没有人喜欢留在痛苦里面。
Because no one like to remain in pain and suffering.
更不想长久绝望。
And we do not like to be in a prolonged despair.
所以他一直要解决他的问题，他会挣扎。
So humans struggle to want to resolve his own problems.
所以一般上人有三种方法来解决他的痛苦绝望的问题。
So usually humans we take three approaches to resolve our despair.
请我们确认，我们是不是这样来解决我们的痛苦绝望或者挫败感？
So we need to think through whether we are using all these methods to resolve our despair and our feelings of defeatedness.
各位看你自己，你是怎么从痛苦里面走出来呢？
So you look at yourself. How have you walked out of despair?
你用什么方法呢？
What methods do you use?
一般的人用的方法就是在痛苦当中他们需要爱。
So the ordinary person in their despair, they needed love.
所以呢，他知道当没有人给他爱的时候，只有他能够靠的有一些人就是他的亲人。
So when no one else can give them love, they know they can only depend on their kin.
所以人在痛苦的时候呢，他会靠亲情。
So in a person's despair, they fall back to kinship.
对不对？亲情。有些人说，我们只能相信我们的家人了。
So some people they say we can only believe in our family.
只有危难的时候，谁都不能相信，只能相信家人。
In our trouble, we cannot believe anyone else but our family.
曾经我跟这个 我们国家的这个足球队的那个梵蒂阿曼有一个近距离的接触了。
I had this close contact with our national soccer player Fandi.
我的孩子很喜欢踢球，都很仰慕他。
My child really loves soccer and they admire him.
他有一次来他们学校教他们踢球之后，然后给他们一些人生哲学。
So there was once he went to coach my children and gave them some life philosophy.
然后他说。你们要知道人生是什么。虽然你有很多朋友，但是你真的面对危机的时候，最后你只能相信你家人。
So he told them that even though you have a lot of friends, but in the moment of crisis, you can only believe in your family.
我听说他做了很多生意，但是都失败。
I heard that he failed in many businesses that he tried.
他说最后只能相信家人。
So eventually he can only believe in family.
对，上帝造人的时候呢，有一个最重要的东西，就是人需要关系。
When God created humans, He gives humans the most important thing, and that is humans need relationship.
关系有爱，有信任。
Because in that relationship, there's love and trust.
所以我们很挣扎、很痛苦的时候呢，我们只能靠近那个我们能够信任的。
So in our misery, we can only come close to the one that we can trust.
那虽然那个痛苦不能解决，但是谁能够爱我，谁能够理解我，就很需要那个方面的满足。
Even though you cannot resolve that suffering, but you want to know who can love me, who can help.
所以那个时候呢，我不管，甚至我错也好，我只需要人站在我这个地方，跟我有同样的见解，我就够了，对不对？
So even if I'm wrong, I don't care. I just want somebody to be on my side.
所以呢，亲情我们才能够相信。
So we can only trust in kinship.
所以每一个人都会点头说对啊，家人最重要。
So everyone will agree that yes, family is the most important.
每次我看这个 Hollywood movie 的时候呢，我每次最喜欢的就是有这个 family values 啊，带来有个亲情的一个电影。
Every time I watch the movies, I love those with the family values.
各位有没有发现这种电影看了之后呢，哇，之后很温馨。
So after watching such movies, you feel very warm-hearted.
所以我们觉得就是了。就是了，就需要这个了。
So we tend to feel that yes, that's the thing we need.
但是各位，虽然亲情没有错，这是神造的，但是你会发现一个现实。
Although there's nothing wrong with kinship because it's also created by God, but you will realize there's a reality.
因为当你最爱的人，你最信任的人，如果他叫你失望，他不能站在你那边的时候呢，你会更加的受伤。
Because if the one that you trusted and you love, if the person cannot stand on your side and the person disappoint you, you'll be even more wounded.
各位有经历过这个吗？
Have you experienced this?
人是有限的。
Man
他爱你，但是不能完全的帮助你，对不对？
He can love you, but he cannot help you.
或者你的父母、你的家人很爱你，但是呢，到了一个时候，他要离开你的身边的时候，没有办法，人都有一死，对不对？那时候你的痛苦是极限的。
Or your family could have loved you a lot, but up to a point, he has to depart from you because everyone will face death. And by then, your misery will be.
我们很多人知道这个，孩子，我们亲情很重要。
So a lot of people know this, but we still value kinship a lot.
我们用这个来解除我们的痛苦。
And we try to use kinship to
resolve our care. 那另外一个是什么东西呢？另外一个我们通常用来解决我们的痛苦的就是。我们要告诉自己，我们要振作起来，不能消沉下去。
Another way by which we try to walk out of our despair is we tell ourselves we need to brace up and we should not continue to be depressed.
Believe in yourself. 你要看重自己，那别人才会看重你。
So we say we need to value ourselves and others then will value us.
你是可以的，你是可爱的。
You can do it. You are adorable.
你是有潜能的。
You have the potential.
把你换成我讲我是有潜能的、
so、
我是可以的。所以各位会发现这个现在的人一直很喜欢读的书是这个 self-improvement 的书。
So many people they like to look at self-help books nowadays.
我去中国的时候呢，我发现现在最提倡的就是正能量的东西。
And when I went to China, they like to advocate positive energy.
这个传销 MLM 都是讲一个正能量的东西。
Even marketing they talk a lot about positive energy.
相信你自己。
Believe in yourself.
发挥你的潜能。
Unleash your potential.
当然我不是反对人要乐观一点，但是我们都知道人需要这方面的一些鼓励。
I'm not against people trying to be optimistic, and we know that humans we need this kind of positive encouragement.
人性知道我受到有一点鼓励或者积极正面的话的时候呢，我比较有力量能够动起来。
We tend to be strengthened when we receive positive encouragement.
所以有时候我们刺激我们的孩子的时候呢，你好好读书啊，你自己是可以读的。
So sometimes we try to inspire our children and say, "You can do it. You can study well."
那他读不了的时候，你说，那你好好读，你读得好，说人，你也看得起自己，别人也看得起你自己，对不对
？So we always tell our children, if you can study well, you can look up to yourself, and others will also value you.
那后来他还是不能，你就尽量给他很多 positive thinking 的东西，然后叫他有正面的看自己。
And so when your children still cannot do it, you keep giving them a lot of positive energy.
各位，好不好这个东西
？Is that good?
各位一定要问你自己，当我们。其实有形无形，他常常要给 positive， 好听讲好听的话给人，正面的话给人听。
So indirectly or directly, we always want to give others the positive energy and words.
当然，人都喜欢听这方面的话，好听的话，对不对？有谁喜欢听不好听的话？我也喜欢啊。
Of course, we all like to hear pleasant words. Everyone loves it.
但是你一定要面对一个事实：当人只能听好听鼓励的话的时候呢，他有一天发现他不能承受失败。
But you have to face a reality, because if a person can only receive positive words, one day he realizes he cannot take setbacks.
你到工作去的时候，人人都会跟你讲好听的话吗？
If you go to the office, can everyone tell you good things?
你做错事的时候，老板讲 very good, never mind, keep it up. Okay, let's do this again. You know,
When you make mistakes, will your boss tell you never mind, keep it up?
他说 you better get this right next time, 对不对？你最好下次做得好啊。老板必定会这样讲。所以如果一个人只有听 positive 的东西，他能够承受这一切现实吗？
So if a person can only take in the positive words, can he withstand the reality?
各位，你要知道 positive thinking 的有一个潜在的危险。
There is a latent danger within positive thinking.
各位，曾经在悉尼就好几年前发生一件事情。
Few years back in Sydney.
有一个 女孩子呢，她就参加了一个 self-help 的那个课程，那个 seminar 讲 positive thinking 的。
A girl attended a positive thinking seminar.
那她参加了之后呢，两天之后呢，她从楼上跳下来了。
But 2 days later, she committed suicide by jumping from a building.
为什么呢
？Why is that so?
那个很多的专家就研究这件事，到底为什么
？So many experts try to understand this situation.
那他参加这个 self help 的时候的这个 self help 的人一直告诉他讲，我是有潜能，我是可爱的，我是能做到的。
So in the self help seminar, everyone keep telling her to repeat and say that I can do it, I am able.
所以她很 depressed， 她看到自己很差，什么东西都没有别人好。
So she's very depressed and she feels she's very lousy and she cannot compare to others.
所以她这样麻醉自己之后呢？然后呢，有两天之后呢，他在他的公司。
So 2 days later in her office.
那他站在窗口面前。
She stand before the window.
然后他一直跟自己讲很多的话。
So she kept talking to herself.
然后他叫他的丈夫的名字他的丈夫的名字叫 David， 我们这边很多人叫 David 哦。
And she cried out. She called out her husband's name.
他讲两次。David， 我爱你 ！David， 我爱你！然后他跳下去了。
And she proclaimed twice that she loved her hubby, and then she jumped.
哦，各位，这个是在 internet， 你都可以看，在报纸上都可以看到的。
And this is what we can read from the news.
那为什么这样啊
？Why is that so？
所以有专家他就说了，当一个人一直麻醉自己的时候呢，说自己是能的，自己是好的，自己有潜能的，
So an expert explained that if a person keeps drowning himself with this thought that he's able, he's good.
那他大脑的中心其实无形当中产生出更多的惧怕。
In the center of his brain, actually, indirectly, more fear is
being evoked. 因为他更要用力催眠自己，说自己是能的时候呢，但是潜意识里面发现他越不能。
Because he has to exert more strength to bluff himself that he is able.
到了一个地步，他崩溃了，然后他就。
So up to a point, she will break down and then she committed
suicide. 当然不是每一个人是这样。
Of course, not everyone is like that.
但是你要知道这个潜在危险，当人信自己的时候的有一个潜在危险。
But we must know this hidden danger when we believe in ourselves.
这是一个真实的故事。
And that is a real story.
所以我们很多做父母的，我看到今天他们就是要给自己的孩子很多这种 positive mindset 的话呢，各位你要知道那个危险。
But I saw that a lot of parents are trying to give their children this positive mindset. We need to be aware of the danger.
人绝对不能靠自己来解除他的痛苦。
So humans absolutely cannot depend on ourselves to remove our despair.
还有第三个，我快快讲还有人用什么方法呢
？And the third way.
所以现代很盛行这个方法。
Which is very popular nowadays.
你现在很痛苦、很绝望吗？
Are you very miserable now?
我告诉你，你起来，你帮助人。你行善 you will feel good after that.
Let me tell you, get up, you do good works, and you will feel good after that.
你去孤儿院帮忙一下啊，然后你拿钱出来捐给穷人啊。
You go and help out at the orphanage and you donate some money.
为什么要行善？为什么要帮助人呢
？Why do we need to do good and help others?
因为你看到旁边的人，因为你有幸福了，被帮助的时候，你感受会好一点。You feel you are useful.
When you see that others receive help and they are blissful because of your efforts, you will feel good.
你感觉自己是有用的。
And you feel that you are useful.
为什么？因为这个就是。为什么行善呢？原来这个里面的一个隐藏的动机就是要把自己里面的痛拿走，对不对
？So the internal motive behind the doing good is to remove our pain.
各位知道吗？
Us.
这个里面有一个宗教的观念了。
So within this, there's this ideology of religion.
宗教的观念里面就是叫人行善要积德了。
Because the ideology of religion is to make people do good.
很多人说对我积德的时候呢，我会感觉到从我一开始做好事的时候，我从我的痛苦的那个注意力被拿走。
So a lot of people will say that when we do good, we will divert our attention from our pain.
我不会 self-absorb.
I will not fall into self-absorb.
所以呢，那个时候我会出来，我会出来，然后呢，得释放。
And I can be liberated.
现在很多人相信这个。
So many people believe this nowadays.
所以这个社会很多人做好事，开始做好事。
So in the society, many people are doing good.
帮助人。
They're helping others.
来帮助自己。
In order to help themselves.
但是各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这人真的很奇妙啊。人真的有这个推断理性的推断力，还有这个灵性的感应力。
So humans, we have this deductive mind, and we have this sense in our spirit.
他会用这些方法，来叫自己得痛苦当中得释放、得解脱的。
So humans use all these kind of methods to free ourselves from our pain.
各位，当然你可以想，你有自己的方法，但是我跟你说，一般上人都用这个东西。
Generally, most people use all these methods.
因为感觉最有效。
Because it seems to be the most effective.
但是我今天告诉你，圣经告诉我们一个很重要的话。
But today, let me tell you, there's an important news that the Bible tells us.
人绝对不能靠自己，用人自己解除那个痛苦的法。
So humans definitely cannot depend on ourselves to remove our despair.
为什么？因为人的痛苦是跟罪有关系的。
Why? Because human's despair is got to do with sin.
人的生命里面有罪了。
There is sin in human lives.
那为什么人有痛苦呢？
Why does human face despair?
圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And every man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
有一个审判，有一个最终的审判一直在等候人。
There is a final judgment awaiting humans.
那就是永远的死亡，永远的地狱了。
And that is eternal death and hell.
那个是跟人的罪有关系的。
And that is got to do with human sin.
人的罪，有罪的一定要永远面对这个后果。
When there is sin, we need to face this eternal consequences.
那为什么有痛苦呢？你说痛苦，我能够暂时用亲情或者用我的积极思想来解决吗？
Can we temporarily resolve our despair by kinship or even positive thinking?
我告诉你，如果因为地狱是存在的，所以痛苦是存在的。
Because hell exists, therefore despair exists.
地狱不是人死后才面对的事，当人犯罪的时候，地狱在无形当中已经存在了。
A person does not only face hell when we are dead, but when we sin, we already face the consequence of hell.
只有人他离开这个身体的时候，他才会面对的。
So only when we depart from our body, we will face it.
因为这个地狱的存在，所以痛苦，人生一切的痛苦是这个地狱的写照来的。
So all the pain and suffering of humans is a reflection of this hell.
尽管我们用很多的方法来解决人的罪的问题。
Even though we try to use all kinds of methods to resolve humans.
我们有正面思想，我们行善帮助人。
We use positive thinking. We try to do good.
但是你要知道，人不是善的本体。
But we have to know that human is not goodness in itself.
不是善的，他自己不是 originator of good. 所以他怎样行善，最后的他的不能行出真正的善。
So no matter how much good a person do, he cannot carry out the perfect goodness.
他的善里面，最后还是为了自己，深深的动机为了自己的。
His goodness is connected to his internal deepest motive.
人有很多的方法，有很多思考的能力，帮助人的能力，但是他不是能力的本体。
Humans, we use a lot of methods. We try to help others, but we are not power in itself.
那你用能力，你要帮助人，用能力来帮，到一个地步，你会遇到你的极限，你没有办法帮助人。
You try to use your own power to help others, but up to a point, you realize you have come to your limits.
所以你的善，你的能力不能解决你的问题。
So your goodness and your power cannot resolve your problem.
所以我亲爱的朋友们，圣经讲到人的痛苦。跟罪有关系。
So my dear friends, the Bible tells us there's a connection between our despair and sin.
其实我们都会知道的。我们以为我们还不错的时候
，When we thought we are really good enough.
但是我们看我们的内心里面的，我们知道我们自己多么丑陋，多么的脆弱。
But when we look into our inner heart, we know we are very ugly and vulnerable.
很多时候家里面一发生有些事情，孩子有些，马上你会责怪你的配偶的。
Often when there are certain things that happen in the family, we will start to blame one another.
公司里面发生什么事情的时候呢？这个不是我做的，就先保护自己哦。
In the office, when certain things crop up, we will try to protect ourselves.
你尽量要帮助人，但是你做不出来。
You try very hard to help others, but you just cannot do it.
你深深里面的一个私欲是为着自己来活的。
Because deep inside you, there's a selfish desire to live for yourself.
然后你外面要表露出那个善，表露出你的积极。
But externally, we want to manifest our goodness and positivity.
所以痛苦是不会结束的。
And that's why despair will not end.
在人的自我、人的罪里面的痛苦、绝望是一直跟着的。
In human sin and selfishness, despair will keep following us.
各位，这是圣经把人原理中的原理讲出来，让我们知道。
This is the core principle that the Bible tells us.
所以在圣经里面有一个最重要的信息。圣经把一个最 critical 关键的信息给我们。
And that's why the Bible gives us the most critical news.
你要从痛苦绝望出来吗
？Do you want to walk out of your pain and despair?
你要被救赎。
Then you need to be redeemed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神来救赎人。
So dear brothers and sisters, God comes to redeem people.
这个就是圣经里面最关键的信息了。
And that's the most critical news from the Bible.
各位听清楚，人不能自救，人需要被救赎。
Humans cannot save ourselves, and we need redemption.
你可以积极的思想，你可以帮助人，但是这个不跟你从痛苦绝望走出来没有关系。
You can help others, you can have positive thinking, but this has got nothing to
do with you coming out from this. 人不能自救，人要被救赎。
Humans cannot save ourselves, and we need redemption.
那人，你说那人怎么被救赎呢
？So you ask, how can humans be redeemed?
神来救赎我们。
So God came to save us.
神差他的独生爱子来救我们。
God sent His one and only Son to save us.
那神差他独生爱子呢？他独生爱子来怎么救我们呢？ So, 人的痛苦有这么多。
So how can the Son of God come to save us when we have so much despair?
各位请注意听，神怎么救赎我们呢？
So how did God save us?
有三个方法来救赎我们。
Using three ways.
如果神要救赎我们，他一定要成为人的样式。
If God wants to save us, He must take the form of human.
他曾经成为人的样式。
So He ever become.
所以人的样式的时候呢，才能跟我们受一样的试探，经过人生一样的痛苦的事情。
And after being a human, then God Himself can experience the same temptation and misery as us.
所以神的儿子曾经来过，承受这一切。
So God's Son ever came.
然后第二呢，他不但跟人承受一样，他一定要担当人的罪。
And second way, He must bear the sin of human.
那他要怎么担当人的罪呢？他一定要被钉在十字架上。
And to do that, He must be crucified.
这是神为他定的。
And that's what God determined for him.
用他的儿子钉在十字架上，忍受一切惨痛的那个痛苦。
Allowing his son to be nailed to the cross to bear all the tremendous suffering.
但是他是没有罪的，没有罪的，然后要钉在十字架上。
But he is without sin, but he has to be nailed to the cross.
他要受鞭伤，他要流血流水。
He need to be beaten, and he need to his blood and water.
然后在十字架上，他从来没有讲出一句咒诅人的话，
yet、
也没有咒诅那个把他钉在十字架上的。
Yet on the cross, he never had a word of curse.
然后最后他死了。
And eventually he died.
然后第三，他要拯救我们的话，第三，也就是他被钉死在十字架上，只有三天后复活。
And the third way by which he saved us is after three days after he died, he resurrected.
他必须复活，证明他胜过了人最怕也最终的那个痛苦，就是死亡了。
He must resurrect so that he proved that he win over the thing that humans fear most, death.
他的复活。
So his resurrection.
然后他复活之后，圣经说什么呢？所以罪的工价就是死。
So after he resurrected, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐在耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God loved people so that he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
所以永生赐给人。
So God gives us eternal life.
对，永生是你从痛苦里面走出来的开端。
So having eternal life is the beginning from which you can walk out of your pain and despair.
各位，永生不是单单讲那你过后那是了一个很悬疑的东西哦，你永远活着。当然，我们永远活着了。
So eternal life is not just telling us we will live forever.
永生是告诉我们说，如果这位神能够把人最痛苦的那个死亡从那个地方拯救出来，这个地上什么痛苦他都能够拯救我们的。
But eternal life tells us that if God can save us from the thing we fear most, then every other problem God can save us.
这个就是神的全能，神绝对的拯救。
And that is God's power and His absolute redemption.
所以今天，亲爱的朋友们，如果你身上有什么痛苦？家庭婚姻给你的痛苦。
So, dear friends, if you have any kind of misery in you from family, from
贫穷疾病给你的痛苦。
Or poverty or illness.
或者你的忧郁折磨你，给你痛苦。
Or your depression torments you.
各位，如果那个能够把你从死亡里面救出来的，这个痛苦也当然有能力把你救出来。
So the one who can save you from death definitely have the power to save you from all this.
所以。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你不要跟你的痛苦征战，你没有这个能力跟他征战。
So dear friends, do not battle with your despair because you have no power to do that.
人只能够谦卑下来。
Humans can only humble down.
谦卑下来，接受他的救赎。
And accept the redemption of God.
在你的痛苦当中，不要相信你自己的自由意志或者你自己能够做善。
In your despair, do not trust in your self-will or your goodness.
更不要相信你的正面思想。
Do not trust your positive thinking.
不管你怎样正面，你是怎样做好人。
No matter how positive you are, how much good you have done.
甚至尽管你在教会里面，你说我来过教会，我听过道，然后我也奉献给教会。
Even if you say I've come to church before and I've made offering.
这个跟你的痛走出痛苦绝望没有关系。
This has got nothing to do with you walking out of your.
你不要相信做这些东西能够走出痛苦绝望。
Do not believe that by doing all these things you can get out of your despair.
你要遇见神。然后接受神的救赎就是耶稣。
You have to encounter God and you need to accept that God's redemption comes through Christ.
你只能谦卑下来。
And you can only humble down.
接受他的救赎。
And accept the salvation, redemption of Christ.
最后我讲完那个东西，我就结束。
And I'll end with this.
圣经里面有一个人，名字叫约伯。
There's a person by the name of Job in the Bible.
他受尽了苦楚。
And he went through tremendous suffering.
这是一个真实的故事。
And that's a true story.
那谁是约伯呢？
Who is Job?
那各位，圣经说这个人很奇妙，他是完全正直、远离恶事的人。
So the Bible describes him as a completely righteous person who is away apart from evil.
哎，他也对神很敬虔。
And he's very pious towards God.
当时候他在他的地方活着，他是最名望、最有智慧、也最富裕的人。
During his time, he's the wealthiest, he's the most renowned person.
他也是一个大好人。
And he's a good person.
但是有一天，有一个极度的苦难临到他的身上。
But one day, an extreme misery fell on him.
单单一天，他失去一切他所有的。
In just one day, he lost everything he had.
在一天之内，他失去了他七个儿子跟三个女儿。
In one day, he lost his seven sons and three daughters.
他的房子倒塌，啪！他的孩子们在 party 的时候全部同一个时候死了。
And his house collapsed and crushing and all his children to death.
然后呢，他所存留的全部的牲畜，他的财产的一切，忽然间一个晚上没有了。
And overnight he lost his livestock and everything he had.
然后呢，那个时候他也得到了严重的疾病，甚至他的疾病到什么地步呢？他的整身从头到脚都长着那个毒疮。
And he himself got this severe illness such that he's covered with painful sores from his head to toes.
然后他的身体皮肤痛到要用这个玻璃碎，圣经是讲用玻璃碎来割自己的肉，所以叫自己没有这样痛，因为那个毒疮叫他痛，所以用玻璃来割自己还没有这样痛。
So he's so painful and to the extent that he needed to use glass to cut himself.
然后来抓痒。
The pain he feel.
用玻璃碎来抓痒。
And he used the glass to scratch himself.
何等的痛苦。
So he's in extreme
agony. 那时候，所有爱他的人，曾经爱过他的，都离开他了。
And everyone whom he loved, departed from him.
最爱他的妻子来到他面前说：“你搞什么？”
And his beloved wife came to him and said, "What are you doing?"
你咒诅上帝，然后死了算了。
You, may you curse God and you yourself die.
上帝是没有什么公义的，瞎了眼了， 咒住他，然后你也死吧。
God is not righteous, God is blind. You just curse God and you go and die.
然后他的妻子就离开了。
And his wife departed from him.
然后他极其痛苦的时候呢，他就开始咒住他所生出来的那天。
When he's full of agony, he cursed the day of his birth.
嗯 ，He cursed his birthday. 为什么我要生出来呢？
Why do I need to be born?
我这么痛苦，现在这么痛苦，什么都失去，倒不如我生出来那天我死了就好了。
Since I'm so miserable right now, might as well I die on the day of my birth.
你看，很多时候我们人来到极限，我们没有办法承受那个苦难的时候，我们心里面早知道我不要生出来。
Every time we too, when we come to the limits of our crisis, we also say that it might as well we don't.
我们孩子难过的时候呢，跟父母讲，你们早知道你们不要生我。
When our children they are angry, they told the parents, why it's better that you didn't give birth to us.
人痛苦到极限的时候呢，他是宁可宁愿他不存在，对不对？
When our agony is at its highest form, we rather that we do not exist in the first place.
但是很奇妙，有上帝出现跟他说话。
And amazingly, God appeared to speak to Job.
为什么要出现跟他说话呢
？Why did God has to appear to?
因为他觉得说我是这样的好人，我为什么遭受这样的事情
？Because Job kept thinking, I'm such a good man.
我帮助过这么多人，我帮助过这么多人，我对神这么敬虔，为什么我遭受这样的事情
？I've helped so many people, and I'm so pious towards God. Why do I face all this?
那神出现对他说
，So God appeared and tell him.
那个时候呢，他从神告诉他的话，他明白了。
So Job understood from what God told him.
他悔改了。
And he repented.
原来他知道，原来我是罪人。
And he realized that he is a sinner.
我的好是用我的水准来衡量的。
He measured his goodness by his own standards.
我好像对神很敬虔，但是我里面很多的惧怕。
It appeared that he's very pious towards God, but inside him there's a lot of fears.
很多人就是拜神，但是里面是怕孩子不好，然后怕的是前途不好，这样很敬虔。
A lot of people they worship God piously, but they are full of fear for their children's future and so on.
悔改，他承认他有罪了。
So Job he repented and he confessed that he has sinned.
他这一生所做的一切、想的一切都是为自己做的。
And he realized that everything he has done and taught in his whole life is for his own sake.
他是怎样的好人，没有办法到这神的水准呢
？No matter how good he was, he cannot reach the standard of God.
所以他接受神的救赎，他向神悔改。
So he accepted God's redemption.
他说：“我是曾经听过神，但是现在我亲眼看到神了。”
And he proclaimed that my ears had heard of God, but now I've seen God personally.
然后从那个时候，他从痛苦走出来了。
And so from then on, he walked out of his despair.
他的心灵，他的灵魂先得释放了。
His spirit was first liberated.
他遇见创造他的神。给他，让他能够生到这个世界，让他生存的这位上帝。
He encountered the God who created him and who gave him birth to this earth.
也是那个上帝给他永生的上帝，能够永远拯救他的上帝。
It is also the same God who gave him eternal life, who can save him forever.
所以后来他的结束是这样结束。
So, how he concluded his life is?
那是他圣经说，上帝把他所失去的再一次加倍还给他。
God told us that God returned to Job everything that he has lost.
其实不是还，乃是祝福他，加倍的。
It's not return to him, but it's to bless him.
他活到140岁。
And he lived till the age of 140.
他看到他子子孙孙的第四代。
And he can watch his offspring till the fourth generation.
原来是快要死的人，原来是绝望的人。
He was a person who's about to die, who's full of despair.
原来是痛苦到甚至好像要自尽的人。
He's so miserable till he's about to commit suicide.
但是这样的人，他向神悔改了，他活过来了。
But when he repented towards God, he came alive.
感谢主。
Thank God.
今天神跟你们说话。
Today God is also speaking to you.
如果我们当中还有在痛苦里面的
，If there's anyone among us who is still in despair,
可能没有人知道。
Perhaps no one knows.
你自己知道。
But you yourself know.
你自己的不满足。
Even you yourself is not contented.
你自己想要的总是得不着。
Whatever you want, you always fail to get it.
你不知道为什么曾经属于你的现在没有了。
You do not understand that why something used to belong to you, but now you lost it.
或者因为你知道你应该做的，一直没有做到，也不能做到，感觉很亏欠。
Or you feel very guilty because there's something you know you should do, but you just cannot do it.
然后再加上环境的问题，给你很多的冲击。
And to top it up, there's external circumstances that give you a lot of impact.
神说，他爱死人。
God says He loved the world.
啊，赐下他的独生子给他。
And He sent His only Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
所以对一切接受他的、信他名的人，
so、
神赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So to all who receive Him and who believe in His name, God gives the right to be children of God.
你没有办法跟你的痛苦征战。
You have no way to battle with your own despair.
你只能谦卑下来，来到他的面前。
You can only humbly come before God.
接受他的救赎。
Accept His redemption.
愿神对你们心灵说话。
May God speak to your spirit.
愿神对所有有痛苦、有绝望、有挣扎、有惧怕的人说话。
May God speak to everyone with despair, fears.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们大家一起低下头。
Let's bow our heads.
我们闭上我们的眼睛。
Close our eyes.
我们大家一起心里面思想刚才神对我们的话。
In our heart, we think through the words of God just now.
那是永生神的话。
That is the word of the eternal God.
如果今天你来到教会，你听到这个信息。
Today, if you come to church and you heard this message.
你心灵里面有痛苦绝望。
And inside your spirit, there is despair.
或者这个已经很久了，只是一个变成一种遗憾。
Or perhaps this has been for a long time and it now become a kind of regret.
那你知道你没有办法跟这个征战。
You know there's no way you can battle this on your own.
你只能来到造你的上帝。
You can only come before the God who created you.
那这位上帝就是我们主耶稣基督。
And this God is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他赐下救赎。
He has given.
他赐下我们的灵魂最需要的那个爱。
He has given us the love that our souls most needed.
他用他的救恩来与我们同在。
And he used his redemption to be with us.
如果今天你要接受他的救赎
，So today if you are willing to accept his redemption,
你在你坐着的位置上
，On your seats,
你悄悄地举起你的右手
，Lift up your right hand.
那上帝会看到
，And God will see it.
上帝。会救赎你，感谢主。
God will save you.
感谢主。还有没有？你可以举起你的右手。
You can raise your right hand.
那在神的话，感谢主。神的话来的时候，这个时候抓紧那个机会。
You need to seize the opportunity.
在这个时候接受。
You accept at this moment.
感谢主。我看到了，可以放下。
I've seen some hands.
还有没有这样？还有没有这样的人？
Are there still someone?
我今天你在教会里面听到神的话
，May you hear the word of God.
他是救赎你的神，他是把你从 他是把你从一切的痛苦解放的神。
He is the one who liberates you from all kinds of pain.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus Christ.
那你举起你的手，牧师会看到。
May you raise up your hand, Pastor will see.
神也会看到。
God will also see.
就在这个时候。
So at this moment.
在最后还有没有？
Last call, anyone else?
还有吗
？Anyone else?
好，我们大家一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，感谢你，今天你用你的话得着我们。
Lord, thank you for winning us over with your words.
主啊，你的福音就是你的大能。
Lord, the gospel is your great power.
这福音就是你的儿子来拯救我们。
And this gospel is your son coming to save us.
主，你把你的儿子为我们牺牲了。
Lord, you sacrifice your son for us.
然后把这个救恩现在呈现在我们面前。
You present before us this redemption.
主，今天我们很谦卑的听到你的话，他们举手要接受你的救赎的，主你看到的，求你亲自来安慰他们。
So Lord, you have seen those who have humbly come before you to raise their hand as they heard the word today. Lord, you personally comfort them.
拯救他们的灵魂。
You save their souls.
让他们能够进到永永远远的福乐。
That they will enter in eternal bliss.
今天，让你成为他们心中的主。
Today, may you be the Lord of their hearts.
我们当中也可能今天他们心里面有感动，但是没有把手举起来的。
Perhaps among us there are people with convictions in their hearts, but they didn't raise their hand.
求主继续在他们心中做工。
Lord, continue to work in their hearts.
让你的道被讲出来的时候，能够吸引他们继续到教会认识你。
such that when your words is being proclaimed, you can attract them to continuously attend church to know you.
因为你的道在教会里,
because your word is in the church.
就让这些人被得着,
Lord, may you win all these people over.
让今天来到教会的继续对你产生有好奇,
that everyone who came to church today will continue to have this curiosity to
让他们回到家之后能够证实今天你的道就是真理是事实,
that after they went back home, they can confirm that your word is the truth, is real.
你的话语是永远长存的,
and your word will persist forever.
你的话语你的福音也是拯救我们的,
your word and your gospel is also what which can save us.
感谢的拯救我们的主,
Lord, we thank the God who can save us.
最后还有没有想要接受的请你举起你的右手,
and the final moment is there anyone else who would like to accept this redemption, you can raise your hands.
感谢主, 我们奉主耶稣的名祷告,
we pray all this in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.